Our veteran of the game will be senior Logan Good. Logan just really has stepped up this year as a senior. It's remarkable the change that sometimes takes place just when you put a couple of months between the junior and senior year in the summer. Logan was at everything that we did this summer, organized us, made sure the guys were doing the things that they needed to get done. So far this year in practice, he's just been outstanding as far as just taking a leadership role, as far as getting the kids to really buy into the way we need to play. And that's just the things he does on the floor. Off the floor, he's a 4.6 GPA student, active in other clubs and activities, and does a lot of community service type things. And he's just a kid who I feel is really deserving of this leadership award.
Eric, you mentioned the change from the junior to the senior year. And I would imagine one of the most rewarding things for you as a head basketball coach is just watching these young men mature and truly becoming young men throughout their high school career. That has to be one of the most rewarding parts of your job. And it sounds as though it's been rewarding for you to watch Logan Good go through that transformation.
Absolutely. It's a great thing to see these kids from when they walk in, as 14, 15-year-old freshmen to the time that they get to be, 17, 18-year-old seniors. It's great to see, how they mature. Logan was on the varsity for us last year, played quite a few minutes for us, but he took that junior year and really learned how to play the game, and not only just how to play the game, but what was required to be successful at the varsity level. We didn't have the year we wanted to last year. He and I sat down in the off season and talked about some things that, didn't go well last year, and if we were going to be successful this year, some things that we needed to get done both during the season and in the off season. And he really, took that to heart and has stepped up and has been a leader ever since that conversation. It's nice to see someone grow into that leadership position. As I often say, you can choose your captains. You can't, leaders just kind of emerge and come out and people follow them. And I think that's really what's happened with Logan.
That's a really cool story. So congratulations goes out to Logan Good of Avon Lake. He is the Shoreman Veteran of the Game. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for the start of the second half, Avon Lake at Westlake tonight in our Colson & Colson Cage matchup on AM 930 WEOL on your phone when you download the WEOL app. And we're also online at WEOL.com.